6-29。
今天我们的经文是取自马可福音第26-29，26-29。
Mark chapter 4, verse 26-29. I'll read in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Verse 26. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the salt, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." Now today is the last sermon where we'll be focusing on verses that is exclusive to Mark.
今天的经文我们查到一些的经文是独在马可福音是独有的。
And this will be the last one.
这是最后一次。
Coming Wednesday, it will be Ash Wednesday.
这来临星期三就是我们的圣会星期三。
And this Ash Wednesday is the beginning of Lent.
也是我们开斋节的开始。
大斋节
的开始。我们这个是基督徒啊。
So, remember, you should be doing your fasting and not opening the fasting, all right? So, in line with our liturgical calendar,
根据我们基督教的这个仪式的日历中
because it's Lent, we will also be focusing mainly on the passion narratives of Mark.
我们也会注重在这个马可福音里面谈到这个耶稣受让的经节。
And now, of course, there will still be one or two Mark exclusive verses here and there.
当然，这边那边也会提到一些这个马可福音独有的一些经节呢。
But they will be comparatively insignificant, and therefore will not be the focuses. Will not be the focus of all those sermons.
但它这不是我们所要注重的。
Now, in today's passage, we have something that is quite special.
今天的经文我们有一些比较特别的地方。
Because it is the only parable that is exclusive to Mark.
因为这是唯一的这个比喻呢，就在马可福音可以看到的。
Now, if you look at the context,
如果你看到这个后面的背景呢
，Now this parable is among a series of parables that is related to the kingdom of God.
这是比喻是马可福音详述的几个一系列的比喻中间的其中一个。
Of course, it starts with the familiar parable of the sower.
我们比较熟悉的这个撒种的比喻。
And then the parable of the lamb.
这个灯的比喻。
And then that is our passage today.
还有今天我们的经文。
And then it's followed by the parable of the mustard seed.
过后那个芥菜种的比喻。
Now these parables were all repeated in the other gospels of Matthew and Luke.
其他的这个比喻都在其他的福音书你都会发现到。
So what Matthew did was he put the parable of the sower and the parable of the mustard seed into a long list of parables in Matthew 13.
马太的福音的组织呢是把这个撒种还有这个芥菜种的比喻放在其中一系列的比喻当中。
And then he relocated the parable of the lamb to the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5.
然后他把这个灯的比喻放在这个登山宝训的经节里面，这个就是马太福音第五章里头。
What Luke did was he kept the parables and of the sower and the lamb together in Luke chapter 8.
那路加不同地方的就是他把这个撒种和灯的比喻放在这个路加福音第八章。
And then he relocated the parable of the mustard seed to Luke 13.
然后把这芥菜的比喻放到这个路加第十三章里头。
Now in both of these cases, we see that today's parable went missing.
但是这些比喻中呢，你发现到呢，今天的比喻没有在其他福音中提到。
Why?
为什么呢
？Now this is my theory.
这是我的推论。
Now in Mark, today's parable is actually coupled with the parable of the mustard seed.
其实我觉得说今天的比喻跟这个芥菜种比喻是在一块的。
Now if you look at the parable of the mustard seed, let me read to you again. He said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, and what parable shall we use to describe it?"
所以你看到芥菜种比喻这边说到耶稣又说神的国，我们怎么可以比较呢？用什么比喻来表明呢
？It's like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seed on earth.
好像一个芥菜种呢，种在地虽然是地上百种最小的。
Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants.
但种上以后呢，就长起来比各样的菜都大。
With such big branches that birds can perch in its shade.
又长出大枝来，甚至天上的飞鸟呢，可以宿在它的荫下。
So we see that both of these parables is about a seed that is growing.
所以我们这两个比喻看到一个种子呢怎么样子的发芽 长成。
And this growing seed symbolizes the growth of the kingdom of God that comes from a very small and insignificant beginning.
在这边比喻一个神的国度是从这个渺小的开始。
And in the end of the parable,
到这个比喻的最后的时候
，And when the time is right,
时间到来的时候
，It will be judgment time.
那时候就是审判的时候。
And we see that the grown seed in our today's passage is ready to be harvested.
这个长成的种子呢，就准备被收割了。
And in the parable of the mustard seed, we see that birds from everywhere can now come to rest in this tree.
而且甚至呢，天上的飞鸟都可以宿在它的荫下。
In both of this, whether it's harvesting or the birds coming from everywhere, this is both metaphorical descriptions of end times.
这些都是那个末世的比喻。
And this is when the kingdom of God is established.
这时候是天国的降临。
And that is when the will of God is finally completed.
这是神的神的旨意就完全得被彰显了。
And from these comparisons, therefore, we see that these two parables give very similar messages.
所以这样子比较，你看到这两个比喻呢，芥菜种比喻，今天所谈的比喻呢，是非常相似的。
And they use very similar farming metaphors.
他们都讲到这个一个耕种的比喻。
However, perhaps because of this similarity,
但是因为他们的相似呢。
The parable of the grown seed may have been subsumed over time into the more familiar and way more dramatic parable of the mustard seed.
可能因为这样子，所以路加呢会把这样子的两个比喻呢归纳成一个那个芥菜种的比喻。
Now, just like today,
就像今天
if I do not specially highlight today's parable,
如果我们今天不特别的强调今天几节的这个特别的比喻的时候
，I'm sure when you read through Mark, you will not notice this today's parable as well.
我相信你当你读到马可福音的时候，你会不小心忽略这几节的圣经。
And in the case of Matthew and Luke, they might have thought that well, if you drop this parable is okay because I still have the parable of the mustard seed.
在作者马太和路加当中，他们可能觉得说这几节圣经是不关紧要的，所以就没有把它写在经文里头。
And what we find is that in Matthew and Luke, they paired up the parable of the mustard seed with the parable of the east.
那他们这两位作者呢，把这个今天的比喻呢，跟这个芥菜种还有这个教的比喻揉在一块。
Let me read to you the parable of the yeast. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into 60 pounds of flour until it worked throughout the dough.
看到这个马太福音第十三章提到呢，就是这个面教的比喻，天国就好像面教，有妇人拿来藏在三斗面里，直到全团都发了起来。
So we see that both in Matthew and Luke, the imagination about this great growth of the kingdom of God is expanded from first a farming analogy in mustard seed, and it became a baking analogy.
所以在这个马太福音和路加的篇幅当中，我们发展到它从一个耕作的比喻呢，一直进化到一个做饼的比喻。
Now such a stretch of imagination that will come in handy, for example, to an audience like modern Singapore.
对我们新加坡人来说，这样的比喻可能这样子的发展会可能比较清楚。
We seldom do gardening because you know nobody has plots where you can put large plants.
因为我们新加坡，我们没有这个耕种机会呢，我们更没有更大的树木可以种植。
But I noticed that many ladies today like baking.
但是我们知道这边的很多的我们的女姊妹呢，喜欢这个做饼和做蛋糕。
So and so when you see your cake or your bread rise,
就当你的吃到你的蛋糕发起来的时候
，ladies, that's when you start to contemplate about the dramatic expansion of God's kingdom.
那是那发起来的时候，看到这个神的国度也跟着发起来，这样子一个想象。
So those who do baking, make sure you think about this all the time.
所以当那些做蛋糕的姊妹呢，你们想到神的国度怎么样子发展起来哈
？So we see that in the editorial sense, Matthew and Luke, their presentation is much stronger than Mark's.
你会看到，从一个呈现的角度，在编辑的角度来看呢，这个马太跟路加他们的呈现方式呢，会比较在马可福音来的强。
Because one single message about the growth of the kingdom of God, it is further strengthened in Matthew and Luke because they also included this metaphor that goes beyond farming into baking.
因为他不只用耕种比喻，他也用到这个面教的比喻来告诉我们这个信息。
Now there is another possibility why today's parable is dropped.
而且今天呢，有另外可能性呢。为什么今天的这个今天的这个比喻呢，在马太和路加里面被忽略呢
It has to do with the portrayal of this farmer.
我相信这是有关这个农人耕作的事情。
Now it's quite interesting. You see, in verse 27, he says, "Day and night, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how."
啊，这边提到说，二十七章提到说，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这就发芽见长。那人呢，却不晓得如何这样。
And verse 28 is key. Also, he says, "All by itself." The seed produce grain, blah blah blah.
啊，这边写到都这些地生五谷都是出于自然的。
Now it appears that the growth of this seed has nothing to do with the farmer.
我们这边提到说，这个种子的增长呢，跟这个农人这个耕种的人没有关系。
Yes, he is involved with the seeding in the beginning and the harvesting at the end.
可能在开始他撒种，后面他收割。
But in between, as the seed is growing.
那在中间呢？当这个种子在成长的时候
，we are told that he is no just sleeping and getting up.
我们看到他是在睡觉又起来，就这样子做的。
Now let me be clear. I have nothing against sleeping.
哦，我不是说到我们睡觉是错的。
I happen to think that that's quite a meaningful activity.
其实睡觉是一个非常有意义的活动。
As they say in Chinese, resting is to prepare for a long journey.
有没有华人知道说我们休息是为了走更长的路
？But you know, every time I'm engaging in such meaningful work.
但是我每次有做这些有意义的工作的时候呢
，My wife would think that I'm lazy and sleeping too much.
我的夫人就觉得说我非常的懒惰。
And then my kids are deployed to harass me from my slumber back into housework.
然后我利用他就利用我的孩子呢，来把我叫醒呢，回去做这个家里的事务。
So in the same way, this farmer is portrayed as bumming around day and night. He's doing all this.
所以我们看到这个我们圣经描出来的这个撒种人是一个非常清闲的一个人。
And he's clueless also about the growth of this seed.
啊，这个种撒种的人也不知道这个种子是怎么样成长的。
We are told that the seed grows and sprouts, but he does not know how.
我们知道说这个种子渐渐长起来，但是他不知道为什么。
Now I don't think that we expect farmers to be professors in botany.
当然，我们不期望说这个耕种的人呢，他是一个这个是植物学家的这个教授。
But it's quite a scary thought to think that those who plant the seeds of the kingdom of God does not know how it actually grows.
那其实我们想幻想是说，那些耕种的人呢，不知道这个神的国度是如何发起来的。
Now we can imagine the scenario where, you know, now the seed has been planted.
我们想象的情况呢，这样现在种子被撒下去了。
And the farmer comes and checks on it every now and then.
偶尔我过来看看一下，然后就回去。
Oh, is it time for harvest?
应该是收割了没有？
Does not seem not yet.
好像还不到时候，还未到。
We also don't know why it's not growing yet.
我也不知道为什么它还没增长。
Time to go back to sleep.
我回去睡觉吧。
Now, if this farmer is your gardener,
如果这样子的一个种田的人是你的这个家里的佣人的话呢？
园丁
的话
，you might fire him.
你可能会跟他炒上鱿鱼。
At the very least,
至少
you expect him to turn up when your executive committee questions him and before you fire him.
至少你在执行委员的时候呢，你会在他还没有开出席的时候再把他炒掉。
Now, from these reasonings,
所以从这些几处的这个分析呢
？You can see why this parable has remained Mark exclusive.
你会看到为什么这几节经文是比较是马可福音独有的。
The core message about the growth of this kingdom of God is already better expressed in the parable of the mustard seed.
我们知道这个神国的增长啊，已经在这个芥菜种的比喻里面显示出来了。
And if you need a companion parable for this parable of the mustard seed,
如果你需要一个比喻才强化这样子的一个信息的话呢
，the parable of the yeast is a much worthier sidekick to this parable.
我觉得说一个那个面教之前那个面教的比喻会比较合适。
And furthermore, this parable is embedded with this subsidiary about this message about this farmer that is, you know, somewhat ambiguous.
同时奇怪的是这些经文提到这个。有点像是比较懒惰清闲的这个撒种的人。
And therefore, it might be better to just drop this whole parable together with the farmer.
我们就不如把这样子的几节不关紧要的这个比喻，把它忽略掉更好。
But wait.
但是不要紧张。
Let's not be too hasty to, you know, dismiss this parable.
大家不要急着跳过这个小比喻。
Let's think this through.
让我们来思想一下。
What if the farmer in this parable is actually the focus of the parable and not about the growing seed?
会不会是这个比喻的重点不是那个种子，而是那个耕撒种的人
Now in this case, this parable, which is about the farmer, it will be the perfect companion to the parable of the mustard seed, since one is about the farmer, one is about the seed.
我这边提到两个主角，一个是那个撒种、那个耕种的人呢，一个是那个种子。
But if the farmer is the focus, why is he portrayed as the one who sleeps and gets up and the one who does not know how the seed is growing?
但是如果这个撒种人是那个这个经文的重点的话，这样他为什么说到呢？这人又白日起来，夜间睡觉呢，就不晓得这是怎么回事？
Why isn't the farmer described as the one who, you know, works toils and works very diligently on the field?
为什么他们不要把这个种田的人呢，形容成一个非常努力工作耕田的人呢？
Why is he not described as one who very diligently, you know, charts and measure the growth of the seed and knows what is going on?
不是有这个不把这个人呢，形容成一个计划性的衡量这个种子发展的状况。
Now asking these questions may just bring us into the insight about this parable.
这边我们可能来到这几节经文的这个深入的见解。
Now when Jesus says that this farmer sleeps or gets up,
那这经文提到说这个农人呢黑夜睡觉白日起来。
It doesn't mean that he's lazy.
不代表说他是一个懒惰的人。
But rather he is merely going about his everyday routine of life.
而是他进行他每日日常的一般的生活的规律。
And when Jesus said that this farmer does not know how,
当这个耶稣说到这个人呢不晓得他如何这样的话呢，
It doesn't mean that he's stupid.
而不是他说他是一个愚拙笨蛋的人。
But rather this farmer is not the cause of the growth of the seed.
而是这个种撒种的农夫呢，不是导致这个种子成长的原因。
Now this form of ignorance is no big deal.
这当然不是一个很大，对我们来说可能不是很大的件事情。
Because the Jews consider the growth of all plants to be the work of God alone.
因为当时呢，犹太人会觉得说，这神的国度、神的工作呢，是上帝的工作。
这个植物的成长是上帝的工作。
植物的成长是上帝的工作。
And so we, therefore, you see how Paul describes the growth of the church with a very similar metaphor.
所以保罗在形容神的国度成长也是同样的一个精神。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he says, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow.
这边在哥林多前书三章六节里面提到说，保罗说，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他成长。
So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow.
可见的栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只有在他神长的神，叫他成长的神。
The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to their own labor.
栽种和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照他自己的功夫，得自己的赏赐。
For we are co-workers in God's service, you are God's field, God's building.
所以因为我们与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地。
Now we see here that Paul and Apollos merely goes about their everyday farming routine, planting, watering, whatever.
我们这边提到认识到保罗跟亚波罗呢，他们是跟着他每天的工作呢，不断的在耕种撒种。
But they are very clear about one thing.
但是他们非常清楚的一点，
That only God makes things grow.
只有神能够导致这个事情成了。
In Jesus' words,
在耶稣的话里头。
Now, if we were to rephrase this in Jesus' words, Paul and Apollos knows that the church is growing.
这个保罗和亚波罗也知道这个教会是怎么样的成长的。
But in Jesus' words, they too do not know how it grows.
他不知道他怎么样成长。
Because it is purely the wondrous work of God alone.
因为这个是成长，是神奇妙的工作。
Now today's passage may be quite a difficult one.
所以今天这样子看来呢，今天的经文可能是会比较一个有比较困难去了解的。
不是困难了，困难接受啊。Because
困难接受的。
Because it is very very countercultural.
因为跟我们的文化有一点的抵触。
Now in this day and age.
在这个现今的时代，
we are so adverse to uncertainties and timeouts.
我们对这个不确定很不自在，不确定的因素呢很不自在。
And so we are always aggressively trying to control every single facets of our lives.
所以我们会尽量去控制我们的生活每一块环节。
And this applies to the church as well.
这包括在教会的工作也是这样子。
We want to control church growth.
我们要控制这个教会的增长。
If I get a dime every time I hear, oh, our church is not growing because we are not doing this or we are not doing that, I'll be a very rich man.
而是如果我对如果每当我想多说，我觉得神教会应该是这样的，这样子，我就拿一些钱的话，这样我会成为一个非常富有的人。
I can sympathize with such sentiments.
我当然了解大家这样子一个心思是怎么样子过来的。
We look at the mega churches today.
我们看到现在现今在新加坡比较这种壮大教会。
And we wonder what they are doing right that we are doing wrong.
我们反倒说，为什么他们能够成长那么快速呢？我们呢到底是问题发生在什么地方呢？
And so, you know, as people today, we celebrate success.
所以今天的人呢，我们喜欢庆贺这个成功。
We idolize prosperity.
我们崇拜这个富足。
And so these churches become ideal models for us.
所以这些大教会呢，成为我们的这个偶像。
And I must admit that some of these church leaders are not helping in this regard.
但而且我们有一些的教会的牧者呢，也没有帮助我们去改变这样的思想。
And because I seldom hear Paul-like words that says, you know, the pastor will say, I merely water and plant, but really, it's only God making all things grow. I don't hear this from them.
因为从来我们没有在保罗书信里面提到说，我只是浇灌和耕种呢，但是神是让这个种子成长的。
Instead, some of these, they market their success formula like it's a very special fertilizer for you.
但是有些教会的人把他们成功定律，把好像这个好像一个肥料这样子。告诉我们
Now a word of warning to those who are eager followers of these mega churches.
跟在座的弟兄姐妹，如果有一些人是想崇拜那些大教会的话呢
？If you go around collecting fertilizers all the time,
如果你整天去找这些寻找这些成长的这个
肥料
肥料的话呢
？You might just end up with somebody's dung on your hands.
可能呢，你手上呢有的是粪土。
Now today's parables tells us.That the kingdom of God will grow regardless of the farmer.
今天的比喻告诉我们呢，神的国是必定成长，有不管谁是那个撒种的。
And it plainly states that yes, there will be a time of seeding and a time of harvesting.
而且提到说有撒种时候，也有收割的时候。
But in the meantime, in between.
但是在中间的时候呢？
We must be very careful about speculations about its growth because it's purely the work of God alone.
它是怎么成长的？我们不要轻易的揣测，因为这个是神的工作。
Now my fear is that worldly value runs deep within us.
我担心的是这个世界的价值观呢，深深的影响我们。
We might equate growth with numerical size.
我们可能以为说教会的成长就是我们的人数的增加。
We might equate growth with abundance of resources.
我们非常多的这个资源。
Or we might equate growth with fame or even you know fortune, influential in the world.
或者是富足和名誉。
But looking through church history will cause us to think twice.
但是只要我们回顾到教会历史的时候，我们会有个新的看见。
Now there was a time where Christianity is the dominant religion throughout Europe.
我们知道说有阵子呢，在历史上呢，这个基督教是这个欧洲的主要的宗教。
But power corrupted the leaders.
但因为权力呢，冲昏了这些领导的头脑。
And wealth cheapened all his followers.
然后他们开始误导他们跟随的这种基督徒。
Yes, they have the most people, most resources, you know, most fame.
但是他们当时非常有名，也有势力。
But it became a religion of convenience.
但是这个宗教成为一个自叹和傲慢的象征。
And it became a religion of pride and hubris.
他们开始自大，开始感到骄傲。
Now, if we look at the life of Jesus, Jesus shunned the crowds.
但是反观耶稣基督，他这个人躲避群众。
And he also rejected, you know, Satan's promise of free power, free influence.
当撒旦呢，要交给他，把权力交给他的时候，他也拒绝了撒旦。
It is because Jesus understands what he wants, and he knows what others want out of him. It can be very different.
因为耶稣清楚知道，他所要的东西跟别人期望从他身上得到的东西是非常不一样的。
Now churches, Christian movements. They rise and fall just like the ancient empires and just like the modern superpowers of today.
我们不要忘记基督徒基督教的运动呢有起有落就好像以前的帝王有上有下。
Now, I think only God knows what is true growth.
我知道只有神真正知道什么叫做真正的成长。
Now you might think that, oh, Christianity has come a long way from its humble beginning at backward Palestine.
你可能觉得说基督教已经来了一个很大的一个很大的一个成功史，从一个非常微小的一个巴勒斯坦的几个人呢，变成现在的这个宗教。
You might think that, as Christians we look around the world, wow, we have done quite well.
可能你觉得说，哎呀，这样的一个来程路程呢，我们应该做得非常好。
But who knows? Perhaps in the grand scheme of things, this plan, this kingdom of God, has barely grown in the past 2,000 years. If we compare it with what is to come.
可能呢，但是你们可能不要忘记，可能这样子的一个增长，可能是比以前未来的要来的事情显得非常渺小。
Now the church is not a company.
我们要知道这个教会不是一个企业。
It is not accountable to shareholders.
我们不向我们的这个投资者这些股东负责。
Instead of obsessing over all the do not know hows of growth,
但一直我们可能一直都想到说，我们怎么样子使教会成长。
Why don't we focus on what we do know?
我们不如放重点放在我们懂的是什么东西。
And so I went to survey the New Testament on the topic of church growth.
我做了一个调查，看到这个新约的教会是怎么样子成长的。
And guess what I discovered?
你猜我发现了什么东西呢？
Numerical growth is only mentioned 2 times.
这个数目这个人数的成长只有在圣经里提到两次。
And both times they are found in Acts.Where Luke the historian is trying to explain the expansion of the church.
一次是在这个使徒行传里面和路加提到说这个教会怎么样当时有成长。
And in both times, it is mentioned that this growth is because God added to it.
这两次他们特别提到说是神加添给他们的。
And after the church expands beyond Jerusalem,
当这些教会呢，发展呢，超越这个耶路撒冷以后
，numerical growth is not mentioned explicitly anymore.
人数的增长不再被提到。
So outside of Acts,
所以在使徒行传以外
，in all the letters of the apostles,
在保罗的书信里头
，we find that numerical growth is never a concern.
这个人数增长完全不是里头的一个重点。
And if we survey through the New Testament,
我们看到新约里面。诸多的圣经节中
we find a lot of these verses. Let me run through them with you.
我们看到我们发现到很多诸如此类的这样子的一个经文。
Now in Romans, where God, Paul thanked God for the church in Rome.
当在罗马书的时候呢，当保罗感谢基督的时候呢
，What was he thankful for?
他怎么说呢
？He was thankful for the faith that is reported.
他说因为你们的信心呢，这传遍天下。
And in 1 Corinthians,
在哥林多前书的时候
，When he thanked God once again,
当他向神献上感谢的时候呢
，Because God has given gracefully to the church,
因为神在基督里所赐给你们的恩惠
，It was enriched,
因为大家都在恩惠的凡事富足。
And but enriched in what? It says all kinds of speech and all knowledge.
在口才知识上都全备。
2 Corinthians when he talks about his hope for the church.
那哥林多讲到保罗对这教会的期望的时候呢
？He says, "My hope is that your faith continues to grow."
他是说我指望你们的信心增长的时候。
And in Ephesians, when he was talking about the Ephesian church.
那他提到这个以弗所书的时候呢
？Let me read this to you. This is quite important. He says, "Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow."To become every aspect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ.
这边提到，唯有爱心做成实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各尽其职。
And when he talks about this growth, what is he talking about? He says, from him the whole body is joined together, which in England, what he says, grow and build itself up in love.
这边保罗提到的增长是什么？就是百节各按其职，照这个体的功能呢？彼此帮助，叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Growing in love，
在爱中建立彼此。
Now when he talks about the Colossian church，
而且在当他的书信在这写给那个哥罗西书的时候呢
，Here he talks about the kingdom of God. He talks about the gospel bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world.
这边讲到说他福音怎么传到普天下呢？
And we might thinking, oh, what is this growing that he's talking about?
所以到底你会觉得说，到底他说的增长是什么东西
？In verse 10, he tells us, okay, he says, so that you may live a life worthy of God, pleasing Him in every way. He says what? bearing fruit in every work, growing in the knowledge of God.
这边的增长就叫做好叫你们行事为人的对得起主，凡是蒙他喜悦，在一切的善事上结果的，渐渐的多知道神，这个就是成长。
In Thessalonian church,
在帖写给帖撒罗尼迦的教会的时候
and Thessalonian is known as a model to all the believers.
我们知道帖撒罗尼迦当时是各教会的这个模范。
And this is where they are famous for.
这是他们非常出名的地方，做得非常出色的地方。
And what is he famous for? He says in verse 8, so that your faith in God is becoming known everywhere.
因为他们知道为什么？因为从那里呢，因为你们在对神的信心呢，那当时已经传扬开来了。
And again, when he writes again to the Thessalonian church,
那是在第二封书信写给帖撒罗尼迦教会的时候。
This is his prayer. This is his thankfulness for this church.
这是保罗的祷告，也是保罗的感恩。
And what does he say? He says, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing.
保罗为什么感恩呢？他说，因为你们信心格外的增长，并且在你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足。
All this is Paul talking about.What it means, what does church growth means to him?
这边保罗说的就是他所谓的教会的增长。
And look at Peter now.
那你反观这个彼得的话呢
？And when we see Peter, what does Peter say? What is his prayer? He says, "Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ."
在彼得书信也同样的，他讲到说，你们在救主耶稣的恩典和知识上有长进。
And this is and running through this and.Entire survey, I hope the results for you is very clear.
我希望这一系列的这个我做的调查结果对大家是一个非常清楚的一个信息。
If any church is considered praiseworthy and a model for the rest,
如果一个教会是值得我们表扬的，是成为其他教会的模范的话，
it is because of the growth of their faith.
是因为他们信心上成长。
And not just faith, but both Paul and Peter talks about the growth in knowledge and in love.
不止在信心上，在他的知识对神的知识和爱中也增长。
So letters after letters.
所以书信在一封封的书信。
From one church to describing another church.
从形容一个教会到另外一个教会。
This is the growth that they truly care about.
这是他们所关注的，什么叫成长
？So why is there this modern obsession with numerical growth?
所以到底为什么今天我们还在谈说到底我们在人数上怎么样的增长
I believe this is related to us equating evangelism with soul saving
可能这是我们一些的思想观念说把宣教跟救灵魂呢混在一块
So because we are obsessed with this soul saving we are like salesmen trying to convince people to you know believe in Jesus so that they can go heaven
这我们就变成好像一个销售员呢我们要希望别人能够相信耶稣所以他们能够进天堂
Now with a mentality like that no wonder sometimes we are setting these numerical KPIs
所以如果有这样子的一个思维方式呢这样我们的这个我们就开始知道我们的目标呢就是越多越好
The more can go heaven, the merrier.
越多人能够上天堂，那越好。
But the gospel is not about soul saving, but about life redeeming.
但是呢，我们知道福音不是为了灵魂得救，而是生命的赎回。
Now soul saving is easy.
灵魂的得救是很简单的。
Because it's only concerned about conversion.
因为我们所关心的是一个人怎么样子改变他的宗教。
But life redeeming is hard.
但是生命的赎回是一个非常艰难的工作
，because it's about transformation。
因为他所关注的是生命的改变。
Soul saving is about a successful sales pitch。
所以灵魂得救是一个成功的一篇销售的词汇。
But life redeeming is about a lifelong process of giving time, offering love and sacrifice。
那生命的赎回是一个延续不断、一世人做出付出、爱和牺牲的工作。
But from today onwards,
从今天开始
let's have a re-look at the life of Jesus.
我们重新用一个新的眼睛看这个耶稣的一个生命。
Look at Jesus' life.
你看到耶稣的一个生命呢是怎么样子的
It's actually quite simple and mundane.
其实是非常简单而且是朴实的。
It is a constant exercise of faith, a constant exercise of love.
是一个非常清楚一个延续不断的信和爱。
Now we do not know when the growth or how this growth will actually come about one day.
我可能不知道会 神的国是怎么样挣扎的？什么时候得到 完成呢？
But I believe today we know when true growth begins.
但是我深深的相信，今天我们知道哪里是真正成长的开始。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, thank you for this parable that you have given to us. We go about our daily routines. We do not know how this growth comes about. But we do know that as long as we continue to serve, continue to love, we will grow in this faith and love and knowledge. Lord, help us grow. Give us strength to grow. Guide us in our lives and let us be truly a good servant of yours. In all this, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 我们现在以奉献来回应。